I'm in Wall Street now. It's Monday morning, 10 to 11, and the date's the 24th of October 1994, and I'm just waiting in traffic here to meet Michael Bennett when he comes out of Moorcroft, Dawson and Garnet to visit us.
Well, hello, mate. I didn't see you come out. I'm going to wait for the independence.
For what?
The independence.
That's right.
Can you just take the fucking independence?
Where are they?
I don't know.
I passed along my way to speak to me.
There was a car sitting there down there in that red car.
The Audis.
That's where I left it.
Have you spoken to him?
No.
Well, ask him if he's from the independence.
Keep looking at that.
Yes.
Okay.
What's happened to the news of the world?
I'll tell you that in a minute.
Yeah.
I kick over the ship. I don't even know if they're going to pay me. I'm going to take a gamble that they're all going to pay me.
But they say they would.
Well,
you don't know, do you? But you don't know.
Well, they say you make sure it's on the table, you know.
I want to make sure it's on the table.
Yeah,
right.
Let's see if it is. Okay. Now, that's Mike Barrows. He's just left the car. 11:25 a.m. He's gone back to see the chap behind from the Independence. And he's asking him in the car there, and I don't know it. No. Now he's walking back to our car. It would appear the fellow isn't from the Independent newspaper. So then he comes back there. Okay, mate.
I'm using that as a prop.
Yeah, I don't need it.
So where's your busy 11:30 here?
11:30.
Are you solicitors?
Yeah.
That's outside the office.
And what did they say they would do? Then go inside, but you're too the solicitor.
No, you're the solicitor.
So what's the story?
An hour.
I want the money up front. I really want the money up front.
It's
27 minutes past.
Yeah.
Who is this from the Independent, you know?
He said four, she said that we're 70 down there.
On the doorstep. Half past 11.
Girl Street.
Sharp.
Well, that's too much sharp, yeah, I don't know that.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to fucking wear more than I'm going to get paid. Because I want to pay you, I want to pay everybody.
So the news of the world's gone a bit sour, has it?
News of the world? I'm not so sure. Turn round to me, and I mean, bastards.
So I thought, well, fuck you, bastards.
You promised you one thing 1 minute.
Yeah.
And it went through it.
Well, they went through, did they?
They went through the next minute.
And I said, come on a minute.
Did you have a conversation with them person to person?
They're on the phone.
It's all there.
It's all there.
What a stupid man.
Well, I suggest that you are stupid, but what I'm saying is,
do you not realise they may have got the story from you without telling you?
Realize that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, in this case, we should have the table again. Yeah.
Is everyone dressed?
Come on, lad.
Turn up.
Don't say turn up.
It's only one person trying to make a story.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, I've got to make you your money. I've got to pay you. I've got to pay everybody.
Looks like Anne's gone completely bandit then.
That's the problem.
Susie.
No?
I've come down completely. Yes. This is what she's done.
Well, let's hope you don't want to take any
legal action.
What about handwriting samples?
I do my handwriting samples.
It is you personally.
She's the one that did the writing, isn't she?
Yeah.
That is a fucking poetry.
That is a poetry.
Yeah.
I'm not from
the... The thing that surprised everyone, you see, was that you happened to get the,
£100,000.
You know the ink?
£100 and paper for
now, you see.
Do you want me to show you all the stuff?
Yeah.
Would you really like
I'd love to see that. It was a matter of interest.
Oh, a matter of interest?
Yeah.
Right. I've got no money in my... Well,
no, it's all right.
No, honesty is honesty.
Yeah.
Honesty is honesty. That's all I've got in my pocket.
Jesus.
That's all I've got in my pocket.
Do you want to know,
as a matter of interest, the real interest?
Mm.
Right. Let's wait for this bloody journalist. Let's see if he turns up. Then I'm going to show you. And if you want to, now, do you really mean that as a matter of interest?
I'm just ruled it out. It could pass the spectrograms and all them tests.
It was so easy, it was untrue.
It just makes the angst, did you know, whatever?
No.
Do you really want to go?
Yeah.
Do you really want to know the bottom of the story?
Yeah.
The bottom of the story?
Yeah.
You can sell it yourself. So that's why, that's how I'm thinking to myself, well, I'll sell the story myself.
You can't just sell stories like
yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
You're making a mistake.
You're making a mistake.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to pay my debts.
I want to pay my debts.
Yeah.
Right. And I'll tell you how we do it.
Have you got?
I'm just not going to do it with my person.
No.
No.
Meaning money-wise.
No.
But do you want me to show you how I've done it?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Of course you do. I wouldn't ask you.
Right. It's going to cost you roughly around what, £7.
Yeah,
yeah. That's what it's going to cost you.
For the commodities, like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll show you how I done
it. Oh, I see. So it was just a chemical mixture of...
As
you said to me in your house, just down the road here. Didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, it's just Shirley Harrison's coming out with a story now that it didn't come from Devereux. We get hands.
Do you want me to show
you? Last.
You really want me to show you how I've done it?
Really?
Ink. Everything.
Yeah.
Now, I've got to get this clear in my mind. Do you really want me to show you how I've done it?
Tell me again.
Right. At the end of the day, I'll show you how I've done it. I've stopped doing fucking journalists to see you before then. I said, I've actually had knowledge of. As long as I can turn up, I
cannot turn
up. Say 5 to 12.
Head up to a story, they're there like a flash.
They have your address, don't they?
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
They must have come for you, mate. You know I'm running after
them. Come on, Alice.
Let's go and do it then.
Right.
First place we go, Sue.
Yeah.
We're going to have to break, because I've got a penny in pocket.
They can't return me, like.
Oh, yeah.
That's not good enough.
No! I want to prove it.
Do you have any
hang on, who's this guy behind you?
Hang on.
Maybe I'll be fishing for a story. They won't want to pay money for independence.
Let's see.
No harm in trying. No harm in trying.
No.
Hello, mate. You feeling the boat?
To the bank, he's obviously not the one.
Right.
What's fucking not going to do, Alan?
Because at the end of the day, you'll get paid.
We'll hand over.
Well, we move over towards your
teammate.
No.
What we do first of all?
What?
Oh, have you heard the hardback?
Like, not all of it, yes.
And what they called you mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So how has she managed to switch that story like that so convincingly about Anne? I'm looking for Victor Hart. It's not so convincingly. She forgets one thing. I know the true story.
Yeah.
I know the true story.
Yeah, but the true story is what you might get us right.
Anne's thinking, you don't say it's phony.
I dare say.
What she's thinking.
Yeah.
I dare say it's phony.
Yeah.
She's thinking, I dare say it's phony. Because who goes down?
Yeah.
I go down. Sure. She's thinking, she's gambling. But I dare say it's phony.
Yeah.
She wants to gamble. So, but that was the big strength in this, was the fact that the terms had a real go at you, the bastards, didn't they? And you were there.
You're going to have another go at me tonight.
Are they?
Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you what, man.
How do you know?
I don't know. That's how I know.
Yeah.
That's how I know.
And tell them that they were, I said,
you want the real story?
The real story?
Yeah.
What can I come up to see?
Yeah.
Good bullshit. Stop doing all this. Stop doing all this. And they still do it. Still go on about it.
Yeah.
Well, when were they in the paper last over it?
Just happened. Something.
Was there something in the Times then? But you know, I've got the Times there and I haven't read it yet.
I don't know if the Times is either the Times or the Independent.
Well, no, there's something there, isn't it?
Oh, I don't care about that.
Fuck it up.
Yeah. I just want to get paid.
Am I doing the right thing now?
I don't know, because something's wrong somewhere.
Yeah.
Surely they've aligned themselves to Anne now.
They've probably paid her money.
Yeah, the fucking thing is, I should be getting paid the money.
And does Hollywood know it's buying a load of shit?
Yeah. No, they don't know yet. By the time this day's over.
Your phone's on, isn't it?
Oh, are you?
Oh, well. Head for there then, because they'll have your phone number.
Yeah.
If anything's happened, if they couldn't reach you, they'll be trying to ring you.
That's why I want you there.
Fucking hell, I was hoping that the fucking Independent would pay your wages, didn't they? It's an off stop on the dot.
Story. Oh, I've got to read this girl.
You know what she says to me, Al?
Yeah.
All right. I fucked up for you.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
You did it. I thought she was early, then, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Right on a word processor. She transcribed.
Oh, she transcribed it, yes.
Well, I thought that was a bit clever, the... the writing and everything, you know. So all she had to do was write it down then.
Yeah.
So I forced it.
Yeah.
She transcribed it. I know all she wants. All she wants is a single by a board.
Yeah.
Well, so long.
I think you should have the right people with you when you negotiate with people, you know.
That's why I wasn't here.
I think it should be, don't tell them too much.
I'm not telling them too much.
Mm.
That's why I want you back in this house now.
Now,
really, I mean now, because I'm going to work this house to a fine bloody arse. The trouble is I thought the independents. I really thought the independents are saying up.
We must have gone now.
What do you say to me? The fellow's back in there.
Of course, all he might be needing that.
No, I'm just saying this fellow pulled up now. That's what I thought. Maybe that's him.
I wonder if he does.
Yeah.
Well, that's a bloody thing, that. You see, the main thing in that, the main balance,
as long as you get paid, I get paid.
The main thing, who the fuck knows,
was the paper and the ink. That was the crux of it all.
Right.
And proving it was authentic. You see,
the paper,
prove it.
Well, you suppose you can pick paper up the toll somewhere, can't you?
That's your problem.
Yeah?
It was so easy to come through.
An old photograph album, you mean?
Yeah.
It was so easy to come through.
Yeah.
Without me,
you wouldn't be fuck off.
But they're saying they can get by without you,
yeah.
Using air, and the company who only see pound note signs,
yeah.
They're not fucking interested in you, are they?
No.
So they're going now, and the publisher's worded it in such a way as a member of the public, read everything and form your own conclusion, didn't they? Clever arses to protect themselves. That they're not perpetrating the fraud of themselves.
They never force.
And the only thing you've got to worry about is, have you perpetrated
a fraud?
A fraud.
Oh yeah, I have.
You know what I mean?
Well, there's one person like that.
Yeah.
I could have done all this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could have. That's why I want to do a fucking woman.
Yeah.
No, it's messed up.
All right, guys.
Yeah, well, that's why I want to do the woman.
We'll go and make a few calls.
Hey, you'll leave a hell of a lot of phone calls. I tell you what, you're going to get feedback here. They're all shit themselves by the end of the day.
I'm sure the housing wants the flight was putting on it.
Thank you.
room on hold for the rest of the day. And after you and I have run out of the money, eventually.
I'll show you the back of the you got your feet first, and that might be okay. Now move.
Who's calling Stratton?
Stratton, yeah.
How are you?
Recently.
How are you?
Paul Feynman.
Yeah. So let's start off. The Paul Feynman.
Bastard. Behind you. Yeah. Home sweet
job. Yeah. Well, I won't pay it.
Nice. Yeah, here's your address.
What's the matter? Yeah. Your first number. The 6 4 14. You tell them who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going to be frightened. Through my word, I think they're going to be frightened.
Tell them they're investigating a forgery.
Yeah.
Hey.
Now, show me how this number. No problems. I'm just going to shit myself by the end of the night.
Yeah, well, hang on now, let's get a proper plan first.
Right.
You don't want to tell people what you're doing until you're finished.
Right.
And then you have them shit themselves.
Okay.
You're trying to sell a story. You don't tell everyone what the bloody story is because you've got nothing to sell at the end of the day.
Right.
See what I mean? You don't give it that
way. Paul Feynman doesn't leave us outside because that's his word for it.
Well, I've spoken to one of his cronies, yeah.
Who?
Oh, remember that day I phoned?
Yeah.
And we got that, oh, I'll just call in and take the odd message. Remember?
Yeah. Right. Now, this fella has threatened me and blackmailed me from the shopping.
And what's he blackmailing you? What point?
Oh, what point? That he's going to get a couple of lads to come and break me legs. That's not true. That should be a good one.
This is a family with keys,
look.
Who's that?
Oh, no, it's been Matt. No, sorry, it's Bikes. You look at Bikes.
Yeah. Right, so Paul Feynman told you he'd have someone come up and sort you out.
Mm.
If he didn't stop being a nuisance.
Yeah. That's factual.
Yeah.
That's realistic.
Yes.
Okay. And it's on tape with the solicitor.
There you go, it's on tape.
That's stupid.
And is it playback for the lines?
Yeah, playback for the lines.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's your first ammunition.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
That's your first ammunition?
Yes.
What?
Caps, yeah.
Right. And just playback with my thoughts.
Yeah.
Which is factual.
Now, the other thing that's very factual is what the score with this Van Harrison.
Right.
Now going along with...
That's all we've got left.
Now, thank Christ for that, because I'm glad.
Well, I'm going to get myself a number.
And what's that? You've got a checkbook there, which is no good to you.
No, it's no good. I can't use it, can I? I can't use it. Yes, I do use it. No, you're going to give me a bloody major quarter to do that.
I just don't care. Where's the coin for the independence?
Get the
phone, people. Get them on the phone.
Right, hang on.
And say,
that's easy then. I shouldn't have drank so much as one. I drank a lot
of fun, though. See, what you're saying in effect is, you are people, and you're best having somebody else say all this, because that's not evidence that, and somebody else says it. When you say it and they get it on tape, they've got the story. But see, the likes of me say this. That was just Alan Gray talking.
British Records.
Hang on a minute. Are you with me?
I'm with you, I'm with you.
Is it in here somewhere?
Yeah, it probably is. No, me.
Well, if only you got the story from her, you know, what her intentions were and that, and you both together could have done quite a bit.
You could have made a fortune.
Yeah, and now you're going to be lucky to get anything.
The pair of you. I know.
Are they serving writs?
No.
Your solicitors?
It's too scared.
Why?
I'll tell you the reason why. What's that? It's a cigarette. It's a cigarette.
See what that paper is for, boss.
Those
are the green rolls. Yeah.
You
know what the cigarette paper is? Here they are. Here they are. Under there, look.
Right.
The detective you need to get it. And there's a cigarette
rolls. I know, I rolled one previously.
Right. A detective to find the cigarette papers. Who's going to tell me about the ink?
Right.
As a detective, these are the things that I find fascinating.
Do you really want to...
Yeah, but from you verbally is enough. We don't have to go by
it.
I'll
take you there. I'll take you there. And I'll prove I've written it.
Who?
That's who you
are. Ah, yeah. No, tell me is enough. It's just that I find it interesting.
Right. Interesting. She's clever. You can die at the century.
Yeah.
I know what you're paying me.
What's the waste of time? That's the problem. I can't say anything to Thelma. What can I say to Thelma? What can I say to him? We can get a couple of dickheads. People who talk on the phone out there, the callous. People who are going to do things.
I should prove it.
No, people who are going to do things, do it. We'll get Thelman all in good time. What's the number one problem, Bobby?
Right.
Right. The number one problem is, what are you going to do about it?
So,
now.
What?
Now, I know a journalist.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
I can contact him.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go and meet him, and then I'll tell him that you are ready to come with the loss. What does he suggest we do?
We're going to make it.
What?
Something to
tell
everybody
else. That's right. I can do that. If he can't do anything, he can maybe put me in touch with people who can.
Yes.
Or it might be that they feel, well, fucking dying now. There's that much going on with it. Everyone's not touching us. That could happen.
He's still a bestseller.
And big money people who have got things on the go have a way of keeping things on the go and keeping things down by making phone calls to newspapers. But they know.
You do it. Now, let's just say, that's what happens now. Now, watch what happens now.
Who are you ringing?
Oh, no. Well, watch what happens. Watch what happens.
You can say you've got a private detective. Tell him who he is, and say I've got him investigating this thoroughly.
Well, see there. I'll put my private check on.
Oh, no.
Do it.
Hello, Martina. Hello there. You're talking to Alan Gray, but I don't know why you're talking to him. What do you want me to mention to Martina?
Just tell him. I come out with a story today. I told you I come out with a story today. Who checked your facts? Who didn't take a bloody phone call from that? And I'm still on the phone. And I meant it. I really did mean it. No phone call from that. Sense of trouble. No phone call from that. To hell with it. I've got the same ticket.
Commissioner Hodder.
Just like Paul Foreman. Just like Paul Foreman had his private detective and investigated me. I investigated the Red Bank Centre. I involved all my family. So you can tell Paul Foreman to ship it to France today. Within the next, well, this is over.
Bye-bye.
It's all right. You've got the fear
of really good, isn't it? Hello, who'll do it? You can always tell him Procter & Kahn's investigations in Liverpool are looking into it. That's the thing. Titles.
You see, you're mentioned. I promise you, I give you my word that you've been mentioned.
Yes, where?
By the time that comes out, they're going to shit themselves.
I don't know whether a guy like Dalman would be. He's used to cutting people's throats, used to manipulating people for his own few grand, which is what he's done with Anne. Yeah. It would appear.
Yeah. To ask it, just because she can't remember who wrote the diary in the first place. I wrote the diary, but whose handwriting is the diary?
Yeah.
Anne's. She can't afford.
Have you got samples of her handwriting?
Oh, yes, of course.
The letter? Of being personal, that's private.
Yeah, no, that's it.
But what I mean is...
That's for this person.
If you can give me some of them, I can start to build a fire to support what you're saying.
Mm.
You see? That's the thing.
Yeah, just doing it out.
We won't be looking at the words, we won't be looking at personal. That's one of the unfortunate things. There's the only way to do it, really, Mike. You know.
So you met your room, Jenny, you met Jenny.
Jenny. Oh, yes. Yes, Jenny, yeah.
I've never had a sex with you.
Haven't I?
No.
A friend of yours?
Yeah. Never had. She's been alive.
No. Not until you drag.
No, until it's a good day.
Well, there you are. There might be, she does think a lot of you. It may well be there's some future there for you, might there?
Well, I've read that one. I don't check because not.
These are good samples, these. I'm not reading the letters, I'm looking at them. I'm looking at the words, positive things about you, how you write and tell you about. I don't want a repeat of the last one. You know, it's not important to read it. It's what is important is looking at the words and the way she writes. And there's two samples there, you see. A lot of emphasis on some of the ones there. By comparison, there's not so much on there, no other hand.
Well, that's not hypocritical. If that's not hypocritical, I don't know what that is.
And this is genius, isn't it?
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah.
Well, that's genius.
Yeah.
Well, that's genius.
Yeah.
Because there's Anne there.
Yeah. If that's not hypocritical, then I'll tell you, just give you an
answer. Oh, right.
If that's not hypocritical, I don't know what it is. You do have evidence for that, don't you?
Yeah. And Father can't change that the remission will come out of the reverse will go through. You have made it impossible to be friends, but I don't.
want to be your enemy. Yours sincerely, Jean.
She doesn't want to be my enemy.
Yeah.
What's she doing?
She's not a poor out of friends with you. There's the sense on it.
She doesn't want to be the enemy.
She doesn't want
to
be.
Go back.
Now that's Jean. We don't want to know Jean. God love her. Keep her secret. Because only you know where she is.
I didn't know she was on.
Jean, you should do, don't you? You've got to wait till we see. I'm going to see it to Winchester first. All right?
Did you go
with that? I'm going
to go, I'm
going to go.
Don't say no to it. Don't
try to scratch
it, just about your back.
I won't do something about it today.
No, you do it
all
today.
Yeah, well, okay.
Just before I do that.
Yes.
Just to get me to the back here.
Yeah. And you just tell me how you did that thing. How did you want to come out of these way?
Do you want me to say to you?
No, we don't have to tell it. Just tell me easy enough. We don't have to go through it all.
Are we just?
No!
Blue coat chambers.
Blue coat
chambers.
Yeah.
I went got down. And we're off the mat week.
Hey.
Just crink. Are you familiar with the word?
Yes.
Okay.
I definitely crink.
A crink. I never wrote the diary. Personally.
No.
I didn't write the first diary personally.
Yes.
I wrote the diary. I worked on the word processor.
Yes.
Translated.
You did the word processor and actually wrote it, and then
transcribed
it in actual writing onto the paper.
Onto the paper.
That you've got.
Yeah.
So it was just quink you used.
Quink.
And only about the quink.
And
they said,
that's still there.
They're a load of bullshit.
Yeah.
From the experts.
Yeah.
And the paper?
Easy. I went down. Okay. And this is a factual evidence.
Yeah.
That's the options.
So,
I have to get a bloody diary. Do you know who paid for the money?
You got a mustache.
Yeah. Do you know who paid for the bloody money?
No.
Bloody green.
To buy it?
To buy it.
How much?
£50 because it was an auction.
£50
because it was an auction.
An auction to buy an old album, was it like?
Mm.
What did you call it?
Well, first of all,
an old photo.
Now I'm going to show you something else, Alan. And this is going to prove it. Yeah, no,
yes, of course.
This is going to prove it. Now I'm going to show you. You have four beautiful shots.
Which auction was it, though?
Liverpool and Coffee.
Where?
Oh,
in Liverpool?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to show you something now.
Is that the one there, the Royal Infirmary? Preston Street?
We go down the road now.
To the auction, sir?
Yeah, the auction room.
Oh,
do you know where down the road? Scottish Road, as if you haven't noticed the sign.
Yes.
It's Liverpool. That's how long they are.
That's where the auction was?
Yeah. Yes. I'm going to show you
the Scotty Road area.
I'm going to show you something else.
And all that crap over 100 year old ink and all that. That was just about the bloody ink.
I beat the fucking best,
sir. Well, it just shows you've been using the same ink for bloody years.
I beat the experts.
What I mean is, the experts aren't worth the carrots.
You do it on that, hurry up.
Because if I start talking to somebody and they're journalists, I have to talk facts.
I'll hear you.
Then you come in, man.
I'll hear
you. You do the signing and all that.
No. I am here.
Yeah.
I won't be made. Only on one condition. For time you get the cigarettes.
Yeah. Oh, you get the ciggies now. I'm going to want to stand up and get me out of my pockets.
Yeah.
But you sure you have a future
plan? I won't be made. I won't be made. That's one thing.
Fascinating, yeah. Yes.
I know.
Yeah.
Well,
what the hell? As a detective,
I mean,
you know.
Yeah.
I do appreciate I am.
Yeah, here's all the documents.
Yeah.
Right, so, and what have you. Now, the whole point is, the bear, you can take that week up now. Don't particularly take that week up.
No, I've just the documents of the
last
week. We'll all authenticate things.
Okay.
We'll authenticate your story.
Yes.
Over this being.
You gonna? Yes. Are you gonna put me hand in your pocket?
Yes.
Right. How about sort out? Because look how much documents I've got here. Let me sort out your fucking doctors.
You're lucky because I haven't got them more than that. Look.
All right. Well,
£1 more. 20. Did you say?
No. That's all right. That's all. That's all right, Bill. I haven't got any.
So there's £1, 20, 30. 30, 50. Is that enough?
Yes. tell you what you do. Where I saw all the documents out there. Yeah. Where I saw, because it's going to take about 10 minutes to sort these documents out.
Yes.
Then I give you the documents. Is that fair?
Yes.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
Right. Look down. It's not that way. Right.
Yes.
Down across the county road. It's not where it's called Kelly's. Okay. And just get myself a bottle of wine.
I haven't got any money, I may as well just say that's all we've got. That's all we've got.
Fine. Anyway,
don't worry about the bloody wine, mate. That's the problem. It's slowing you down, this bloody booze, Michael. You have to get it.
I'm only telling the bloody truth.
That's right.
That's the difference.
All right, Dan. So you told me about that now, didn't you?
Right. You know what that was for? That kind of sets on me, the VAC on me. What the hell is going to get me? Anyway, I'm going to the house. Now, those are the receipts.
Michael, I'll get in touch if there's any chance
Well, I'll get in touch anyway.
I'm here, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'm not going anywhere, Alex.
If anyone, well, if anyone wants to speak to you about anything, tell them to get in touch with me.
I will.
So I'll be handling it now, because my health's so bad now. And then you say nothing to them, but say, he's got the story.
Yeah.
And then you come here and I'll corroborate it.
Yeah.
Cheers, Alex. But you don't tell them nothing.
No.
Cheerio. Well, there we are. I've just left my Barrett's house now. 12 p.m. Monday the 24th of October. He's pouring his heart out now. We're all having a go at him. He's fed up with us. And he's making a clean breast of this terrible, wicked soldier. And it is wicked to involve the Maverick family. And the family's good now, especially of its surviving relatives. This in this day and age, it's all the disgusting thing. But what makes it worse is the backing it's getting from other quarters. A lot of other people know very well that something's amiss. Anyway, I'm going off now to make further inquiries in the matter. I'm just coming to Anfield Road. We're at 12:13 to run. Out.
It's 12:25, Monday the 31st of October, 1994. I'm just calling the 12 Goldie Street on the off chance to see if I can contact Mr. Barrett.
I was leaving and I've just spotted Mike now. He just shouted to me as I was driving away. And here he comes. Oh, she's sent weird back, has she? But she doesn't want to defend the house. What happened in court this morning? 28 days, eh?
Like a proper lead.
I've been talking to them, to some friends of mine, Mike.
I understand.
You know when they start looking for things that are authentic, get these out the way first, and I'll see what else I can do for you on the other. Yeah.
Your contact, what were your responsibilities to be available for phone calls and radio?
Just to be available.
Any research material was there that I had to hand over to Daily Herald.
Oh, yes.
Which I did. Now, that's in the contract.
Not to pay for it, but just hand over all your research to her.
Thomas,
is it? Who? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In the cotton business. And yeah. Me
but the majors are made up, aren't they, like?
They would imagine you. You don't sound that any of it.
Oh, no, that's your imagination.
All right, it's just me, you know.
Okay. So the two majors in Manchester... We're building up the thing.
Thomas Mabry lived in Manchester.
When you thought it was a peak period for him to send his heavies up. Did he actually threaten you with that? What did he say to you?
He said, it's not beyond my capability to get a couple of scouts up here to pull you in. So, more or less. You know, I can't remember the exact words.
But that's what he said to you. And you know that that is an offence.
Yeah.
Now listen, Mike, it's also a fact that you have declared your stand early.
Yeah.
Other people have been well advised about what this the situation is with this river diary, that it might be false.
Yeah.
But they've gone on doing contracts and making money now, be it on their shoulders.
Yeah.
But at this early stage, it's a good move for you.
Yeah.
Because you mightn't come off out of it as bad, you certainly won't as bad as a lot of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At least that's what I'm told.
Yeah.
That's what I'm told.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot about the law, and not only... Robert Smith, the publisher for Your Rosie Money. How much have you had altogether, Mike?
Nothing yet, I've had. It's nothing like what I've had. Now, thousands here in January.
In fact, the recent statement of theirs is totally false.
You see the statement.
And then there was the other one that they said they were giving money to Harris.
Didn't they?
Today for the research, yeah.
The paperwork is in Richard's office.
I don't. All in your solicitor's office.
I log it. As soon as it comes through the post, I log it.
Good. And your solicitor is hopeful now that he'll sort these out. Is he serving them writs or anything?
It's the litigation.
Right.
Now, today, there's a new ball case.
Yes.
Because probably you've got the over the house. They come up, Mr. and West, saying why they want the house to go
strong case. Yes.
And they've contacted Robert Smith. And a quote directly in front of the judge this morning stated quite categorically that in September I received a water check.
Yes.
Which I haven't.
Right, Mike.
Now, I'm also 32 months more degrees. Am I right? You know, I wonder if I've got more degrees. Because my bank statement proved it up.
Yeah.
My bank statement proved it up.
Yeah.
That payment was paid in March. So I'm only 6 months out.
Well, there's nothing to do. Because of waiting for money.
You've got to wait for money.
That's right.
So, I'm going to sit down. Well,
you know, did you do anything about that threat from Coleman when you got us over the phone? We know his voice over the phone, without any doubt. Have you ever met him in person?
Yes, yes.
He's been up here.
Did you make a video of him in the house?
In the house, and you immediately recognised his voice from being in your house. Right? Now, if it comes to... Well, it's an offence.
Mm-hmm.
We should report it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He should be seen about that.
Mm-hmm.
But if it comes to that, you will support that one.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Coleman's not more than a gangster.
I'm telling you, I can't feel him.
Yeah. And Anne's under his wing. And this is like the rise and fall of the Roman Empire, isn't it? All over again. Okay. Yes. Yes. What about the contract? Did you not sign that over to Bellman? What's that company? You know that hyphen company? You know that?
No, Robert Smith, the publisher, so he leased the contract
to
the movie
sales, didn't he? You know that one that you and Anne signed?
Yeah, that's the publishing contract.
You signed it over for £1.
Yeah.
For £1?
Yeah.
Is that
the diary, not the copyright?
No. No. I see. You signed over the diary, but not the copyrights.
Right. No. I signed it for you. No.
It's all right, mate.
Robert Smith, under the publishing agreement, was entitled to lease out the movie rights.
Yes.
Are you with me?
Yes.
And that's the movie right contract.
This is the recent movie right now. Is that the one that Selman did?
Maybe you're
wrong. This is the one that Selman did. Yeah. And that's why he was allowed to have the diary. Yeah. The diary is with him, is it?
No,
the diary
is with Robert Smith.
The publishers. They're the ones on that. You know that little contract that you and Anne signed? I've got it in the file somewhere.
Yeah.
That was for the, just for the editors, Robert Smith, signed over the Smith Glyphon to Key Choice Limited. Who's them?
That's an independent company. An independent company means actually the diary of the company.
The diary itself
is a company.
Oh, I see. And who owns that Key Choice?
Well, he owns the company.
Okay.
Robert
Smith.
He can't make a move
without me. Without you.
He can't make a move
without me. And Anne. So Anne's got 51% in that.
And
you've got 49. And he's just the director of it.
The director, isn't
I understand. Key Choice Limited, Robert Smith.
Excuse me,
that's all right, mate.
But you know, for this morning.
Yes, yes.
Well,
this is quite a document, this, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's this called?
That's the movie agreement. It's the movie agreement. The video agreement.
The film. Have you got copies that you solicited over there?
Copies. We've got a copy.
Oh, thanks, Mike. I won't lose anything. This file, these documents are your property. Yeah. Okay. I'll use a cup of tea. Okay, Mike. Well, yeah. Well, that's good anyway, isn't it?
Mm.
How did your weekend go with Jenny, was it?
June.
Jenny. You bugger. I do believe it, yeah? I do believe it. Shirley Harrison, yeah. And what are you going to do with her? Shirley Harrison.
Because I want to know.
But
first of all, I've got to do a lot more
checks.
That's the first step.
It's the most important thing I want to do. The most important thing she must do is send you your money. She's got your money then.
Yeah.
Oh, surely they can't. Surely
they... Well, she hasn't got them. And looks they're holding them. But I don't know,
see.
Yeah. What Mark wants to find out. Where's the money going?
Yeah.
Where's the
legal? Exactly. Maybe Cronin's got a ban on Robert Smith, eh?
Well, one of the things that's come out is Robert Smith.
Yes.
Paul Cronin have got a current bank account.
Have they? Oh, well. Say no more. Robert Smith. The publishers and Selman, joint bank account, eh? And you're ringing Shirley Harris now.
Yeah, I've got it. So, what do I want to phone you for?
Yes.
Surely Harrison gets paid on the same day. Now, according to the Bill Society today, I've been paid on the 1st of September.
Yes. Why?
Why haven't been paid?
No,
I'm not finding out that Surely Harrison should be paid anything on the 1st of September.
Yeah. Because that's right, it does run in 6-month periods with publishers, doesn't it? They pay out early in the year and mid-year or whatever.
It's
Yes. Just memorabilia, that then.
No.
because apparently it seemed to, she put it to, what do you call it, a metallurgist, or the Sussex Manchester University metallurgist department.
Yes.
And they checked distractions underneath.
Yes.
And there's five initials, 10 initials. Five names.
Yes.
It's all in the watch.
All in the watch.
Which has been handed down. Any of them, maybe?
No.
Every one of the initials is a five prostitutes.
Really? The five prostitutes? Yes. Come on, Mike. Where's that cocked up from?
Exactly.
Is that genuine, over?
Somebody's come along and
told
the other side of the
road,
okay,
started off. Yes.
I said,
when are
we getting on?
So somebody else has cut that off. Probably Paul Feldman. Did Paul Feldman find it, or he had someone else bring it forward?
Yeah.
God knows, somebody's done a jacket of a diary on it. And the watch. Yeah.
Now
listen, do you know a lot of all the experts have not been paid?
Yes,
did you know that? There's thousands of people who've done research and everything, for the publishers.
Yes.
None of them have been paid. Ink experts, writing experts.
Yes.
Bad news, isn't it? Yes. To hire professional people to do things and then to let them down.
I'm not.
Listen, I found out that ink Quink wasn't Quink.
Mm.
It's a special ink.
Mm.
A prince's ink. But you got diamine in it or something.
Certain nine fibers.
Well, that was the one, so it wasn't Quink you get. So what did you tell me it was Quink for, or did you just not think?
I didn't think. I just knew what type it was.
What type it was, yeah.
It was
It'd all be made up, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You might have dropped out of sight then and killed your bleeding self or something like that. Monday the 31st of October, 1994. My name's Alan Gray, and the tape is nearly finished now.